Blog Talk Radio.
This magic carpet ride of music we call that is admitted by the band Fish. Wake up the kids, call the neighbors, get all your hippie friends, email your Twitter, your hippie friends, tell them to call in. We're gonna jam out some Fish tonight. It's gonna be fucking badass. It could be my lowest rated show of all time, but that, I don't give a fuck. I'm going for it. I'm putting it all in. Asshurt Mac Fags will be here shortly. We're gonna fuck shit up. Hippie style. Yatches. Bitches, motherfucking Fish, and I have my co-host now with me, Assert MacFags. Welcome, Assert.
Hi, how's it going?
So much better now that you're here.
Oh, baby, what's happening?
I didn't catch that last part. You're what?
What's happening, baby?
Oh, nothing. Just anxious to do this show with you.
That's what I figured.
I'm,
after my rousing show earlier with X25 Princess.
Yeah, she actually called into the show this time. That was amazing. You actually had your co-host on the show.
No, it was actually a real show with her, and that was kind of cool. Talked about old school hackering and all that stuff.
Yeah, I had X25 Princess as a featured guest one night.
Oh, really?
Yeah, if you go back into my annals, I mean. My archives, if you will, you'll find a show that features, but it was whatever her Twitter handle name was at the time, like Francis something, I don't know.
But yeah, Lois, better known as.
If you dig around, you'll find it.
I will. No, actually, I probably won't. That's okay, though.
And she's called in randomly. Like, I did a show one night, one of my first shows back after my latest hiatus. I had crappy airbags on, an Opno Pro, and I was I was taking, what was it? I was prescribed Vicodin and, what's this other shit it was? Clonazepam. And I like OD'd on both and just totally blacked out on my show. And apparently she called in along with Abaxis and a bunch of other people.
Wait, Abaxis called in?
Yeah. You'd be surprised.
I didn't think you would like I didn't think you would allow anybody to have like a voice print of his fucking voice.
To be honest, I was so out of my gore on that show, I don't remember at all. I have to go back and listen, to be honest. I'll find it, though. But she called in with him. They called in together. I talked to the crappy airbags the next day on Skype, and he was telling me it was a pretty big show, so I don't know. It's worth checking out.
Wait, when was this? Recently?
A couple months ago.
Oh. Well, fuck.
You'd be surprised who's called into the show.
Well, I know Sabu called into the show. I know Jackal calls into the show. Who, you just berated that on Twitter for DDoSing or what have you. Which is pretty fucking funny. But, I mean, I know you've had, like, all sides of the spectrum insofar as the internet scene goes.
Yeah.
Which is cool.
I've had some amazing trolls come through here, too. I've seen it all. I've been raided by B several times. I've had multiple troll crews come through here and just dominate for, you know, weeks on end.
Yeah, how's Russell League doing this time?
I like Russell League. I find them entertaining. Not everybody does, but I find them amusing. I like their work, and I like having them on the show.
Yeah, Russell League's pretty fun. We have a lot of fun making fun of you on IRC.
I can only imagine. That's why I want no part of IRC. I'm not even gonna lurk. I don't want to even know what people are saying. It's bad enough that people say to me in my own
hilarious.
Chat. Like what? Like
pretty
what? Give me an example. Just one example.
Of what we say. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not even logged into my shell right now. I don't know what we say about you in particular. But, I mean, it's pretty funny. Come on, I got to log into my shell.
Yeah, get your shell on, baby. Put on your shell.
Mm.
slip on that shell.
Yeah.
Well, while you're slipping on that shell, why don't we go to one of your requests?
Definitely.
All right. This is the first one is a New Year's Eve show from 93. This is Harry Hood from, wait, where in 93?
12/31/93 in Massachusetts, I believe, Centrum. I think it's the Centrum. I forget what it's called.
All right.
But it's
whatever.
Most
it's
fantastic Harry Hood ever.
Yeah, it's a badass jam. And here it is right here on Blog Talk Radio. Hit me up, 347-826-7667. Dude, the acid is seriously starting to kick in. Yeah, what's up, baby? Are you peeking too? Wow. That was the end. It goes into, of course, all Phish songs just go on live, go straight into another song. So, but that was it. That was Harry Hood. As it was performed New Year's Eve, December 31st, 1993, Harry Hood, Phish. Per request from my co-host tonight, Assert MacFags. I just got a tweet from Forsaken. He said he's going to call into the show. So I wonder if Forsaken is a closet fish head or jam band fan or deadhead.
Fish head or jam band fan. Deadhead.
Hey, Assert, are you still there? Did you pass out already?
Deadhead. Hey, Assert, are you still there?
Hello.
Hey, we're back. I'm getting a lot of feedback from you.
Sorry, I'm back.
So there you go. There you go, Harry Hood.
Pretty fucking awesome, isn't it?
That was so epic. I peaked like three times during that. That was awesome.
All you need to do is peak once, but sustain it for a long time.
You were like me, and when I DM'd you and I told you when to drop your doses, you followed my instructions, correct?
Indeed.
Okay, good, because, dude, we're just getting started. That was some pretty heavy shit, man.
I know, and the next
almost
DM is
like,
even like.
For a second there, I felt like the universe was going to explode from my chest cavity.
That's happened to me before, actually. It's kind of the impetus to the second half of my life thus far. This is when I was on a killer ass trip and fucking had just the most totally gnarly experience. And that's about all I can really tell you, because the machine elves told me if I said anything else, they would steal my life and then everything would be ruined.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Diaries of a fish head. So have you been on a lot of tours?
Pretty much every tour ever.
Sweet. So you remember? You're going to remember all these songs we play tonight.
No, I've only been on a 2003, 2004 tour. I saw every show.
Sweet.
Just because it was like the best years of Phish. It was absolutely 100% the best years you could ever hear Phish. 2003, 2004.
I don't know.
I might
disagree. I think I would disagree with you. I kind of liked them right up until they semi-retired. Well, allegedly first retired in 2001. They did their last. I saw their last. I was at their last five shows. Chula Vista early.
No, I mean it was 2000 when they retired. Just so you know. However, everyone knows anyone that's a real fan of Phish knows that their best years were 2003 and 2004.
Okay, fine.
Everyone knows that, Vince. Come on.
Well, let's see if this caller knows that. Hey, caller, you called in a second ago. Block number, who is this?
This is Ronald Langford.
Hey, Ronald Langford, what's going on, dude?
Nothing much. Just called on the
show, Ronald.
A minute ago, and I heard some gay-ass hippie music, so I left. Then Shmoop told me to turn it off, so I called back in.
Oh,
wait,
well,
so you're taking orders from Shmoop now?
No, he just want to have him let me know.
Well,
it was off.
I don't know if you've have you read the episode in information there tonight. It is dedicated to.
I actually didn't.
Is dedicated to Phish. My co-host Acer MacFags and I are on a magical journey into the annals of Phish's musical glory.
That sounds awesome.
And so far, it's been a glorious ride.
Yeah, just, you know, I posted this on, like, a Phish message board that I've, like, famously trolled for a while.
Sweet.
Fantasy tour.
I totally went real
and
Phish heads. Man.
No, there's some real Phish heads here tonight, definitely. I just want to give a quick shout-out to Dog Brain Cat Scan. Hi, Liz.
All right, let's take another
call. Here.
Let's have another caller here. Maybe this is a Phish head. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air. Who's this?
Yo.
Yo.
Yo, it's Forsaken. What's up?
Oh, Forsaken.
Shit.
Not much, dude. Just doing a Phish show. Hey, are you a fan of Phish by any chance?
Fuck is that?
The jam band. They're kind of like the Grateful Dead, but for the next generation.
Name kind of sounds gay, man. But I've never heard of it.
Yeah.
I'm
not surprised that it would.
If you kind of like, if you've never like heard of the band, and you like you hear the name,
kids are pretty young. They've never seen real.
Vince, I think this is a sign of when you switch the band because the one you pick sucks so bad.
Well, the glory is going to roll on whether you like it or not. Let's see if we have another caller here. Go ahead, caller 513 area code. You're on the air. Who's this?
Hey, how are you? This is Mike.
Hey, Mike.
I'm a newer fan. I'm 20 years old. I started seeing Phish in 2009.
Uh-huh.
I've seen it six times. And all this stuff that people say, no, oh, you're not a real fan, that's just bullshit. You can't really judge anybody if they're a real fan or not. Most people at a show are real fans.
Yeah, I agree.
But
anyone
Mike, listen to me. You never saw Phish in 2003 or 2004.
I also like your comment. I thought 2003-2004 Phish was really good, although I've never been there. I've listened to it. That people
yeah,
hate
but you've never seen it, so you're not a real fan.
Who are you to say if I'm not a real fan? I drove to Vermont from Cincinnati to see this band.
That's dedication. Cincinnati.
You're obviously not a real fan.
All right, let's take another call here. Go ahead, caller.
I'm probably the realest fan.
Caller unscreened from the 952. You're on the air. Who's this?
Hey, man, this is Chad. I was just wondering if, like, maybe hear some Panic.
No.
Oh, you know what? You know what? I can, if you hit me up on Twitter, are you on Twitter, Chad?
No, man. I ain't got no Twitter.
Well,
I can't believe we had Chad on the line.
Chad, tonight's show is dedicated just solely to Phish. I can do a widespread show in the future. If you want to.
Oh, yeah, dude, that'd be dope, because, I mean, I love JB and the boys.
I've seen Widespread. I think they're jammy. They're groovy.
So what is
and
first,
I think that that guy who didn't catch 2003 is a fucking idiot.
Not a real fan. Hang up on him.
But I don't know. You might be a girl, so you're not really either.
He's a fake fan.
Schmoop wanted me to let you guys know that he's just listening at night because he doesn't feel good.
No, Schmoop's being talked to by his FBI handlers right now.
Schmoop! Hey, Art. All right, Chad left. Chad rage quit. Thanks for calling.
Chad rage quit?
Thanks for coming out.
Yeah, don't come back, Chad. You suck.
If you're just joining us, it's myself, Vince in the Bay. I'm with my co-host tonight, Assert Mac Fags. We
Hi.
Also have a we, hey. We also have on the line Ronald Langford. And Forsaken.
Yo.
So Forsaken, do you like Rage Against the Machine?
Oh yeah, nigga. What about you?
Certainly. Absolutely.
Certainly, yeah.
You know who else likes Rage Against the Machine?
Who?
Motherfucking Fish.
Shit. Fuck this.
Fuck this.
Figures and currency and stuff like that.
Yeah, dude, that's Fishman doing the vocals for Killing in the Name of Alpharetta, Georgia. If you want to get in on this, 347-826-7667 is the numero.
Thank you.
That's right. Oh, so epic. Fish doing Killing in the Name. What'd you think of that, Assert?
Incredible.
I'm
but not
telling
that great because it was in 2009. Was that 2010?
Right.
I forget.
Sorry, not within the window.
Yeah, it wasn't within after MacFax approved Fish window.
Fine, whatever. Anyway, it's Vince in the Bay back with Assert, Mac Fags, Ronald Langford, and Forsake It.
Ronald Langford, do you approve?
A what?
A lot?
Of that song?
Are you awake? What is this?
Yeah. Sure enough, yeah. Ronald, what did you think of that song, that version?
It was nowhere near as good as either Insane Clown Posse or Nickelback.
Are you shitting me? Nickelback covered that song?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Wow, that sounds...
You weren't there. You missed it. Back when Nickelback toured in 2006.
I'm a real Nickelback. I'm actually thankful I missed that. Oh, we lost Forsaken. Fuck, dude. He's just not into the jam band.
He's mad.
Just not into the hippie talk. I don't blame
him.
Yeah,
he actually set his instant message status to do not disturb. He's pretty mad now.
Why? What did we do to him?
No, he's been all pissy.
He was mad
because
he turned on that shitty song.
He's been all bitchy all day. Just forget about him.
All right, well...
He said he was going to hack your army.
Nothing personal there, Forsaken. It's always awesome to have you on. We're just doing the hippie thing right now, and that's just where it is. But don't worry, it's going to get worse. I believe we have Goofy Bone
awesome with
us now.
Do not let him on.
Oh, I love Goofy Bone.
Hey, Goofy Bone, what's up, dude?
You know, we could get back to your little fucking hippie, you know, circus in just about a minute. I'm going through some fucking files. I just got off my fucking show. Todd Morris, the stupid retard that you know, is trying to get us all together for the King of the Retards contest. He says that you and a group of other people are trying to impeach me. You're trying to take away my late night blog talk radio presidency.
Yeah.
Now, shut up. No one's talking to you. I'm talking to Vince in the Bay here, okay? We'll let the Muppets talk
later,
okay?
On behalf of Vince in the Bay, we're going to take over your gay-ass show.
Your
show sucks.
I don't want
your
show.
You're just like a
raging
fucking homo.
I just want my show. I don't even have my show.
That's all, Beaners. We're going to take over your show.
My show.
First off, Vince, I couldn't hear you because you had one Muppet over here talking and a sexy-sounding woman over here talking over here.
That's all Beaners.
I can't believe Goofy Bone, fucking quits his show and calls into your show to fucking act like a raging homosexual with fucking testosterone thrown through his fucking veins like a retard.
That's because his show has no viewers.
You fucking...
And the funny thing is that she said she loved Goofy Bone in the beginning of this. Remember that. Anywho, so, Vince, what the fuck is your problem? Are you hating because I'm the late-night president of Blog Talk Radio?
You know what, Goofy? To be honest, I did at one point endorse the idea of impeaching you immediately after you won because I thought it was a... I think it needed a proper recount. I think there was some tampering going on. There's definitely something going on with the vote tallies.
Carl Rove was behind that for sure.
Instead of going through all that rigmarole, I just conceded. And quite frankly, I don't want to be the late night president. I'd rather just do my show and not have to worry about all that other garbage and drama.
Well, you know, a stupid bonfire decided to burn down the village because obviously this little cocksucker is threatening me, Vince. Do you want ratings, Vince? Is this what you want? You want ratings? Because that's what everyone wants.
Yeah, of course. Who doesn't want ratings?
I'm going to give you ratings. Okay, I'm going to send you a pack of ratings. Okay, and you'll be happy with your ratings, and you'll get to see that you're the number one show here, and hopefully that'll shut your fucking mouth. Because this little hippie brigade that you're doing, I mean, who fucking listens to Fish? Who does?
I fucking love
it. How can you destroy your show, Vince?
Apparently, there's 34 users that are okay with it.
Well, I did not see the users, but anyways, this is ridiculous,
you know,
Vince.
Users, and you're fucking pissed at 3 in the morning. You fucking retarded idiot. Get off the fucking phone. Go to bed.
I used to be pretty into Fish. I can't really call myself a hardcore Fish head, but some of my friends are, and I got into like the recordings. I even recorded a show myself. I have a taper ticket from that 2000 whatever end of that run there in where was it, Irvine? Yeah, fucking taped that. Those are heady days. Heady fucking days. And CK5.
Mm-hmm.
What's his name? CK5?
Chris Caruda. Did you know he's actually the light guy for Justin Bieber now?
Sure, he can probably do lights for whoever the fuck he wants.
Yeah, no, he really is. And Justin, or I don't know, how do you pronounce Justin Bieber? Justin Bieber? Bieber?
By the way, I'm doing a little chat room moderation here. Sadistic killer, you have two minutes for openly suggesting violating somebody violently. I do not endorse that type of wording.
Let's talk about Fish.
This is supposed to be about being hippies, peace, love, happiness. But, yeah, anyways. So, Goofy Bone, what else is going on?
You know what, Vince? I do not want to talk right now. I'm just very upset. I cannot believe you would have started this whole fucking thingamajig. Now I got to go to trial. Is this fucking serious? I thought we were entertainers here. I thought we were all, making, people laugh. But now this is getting serious, Vince, and I'm getting upset. So just leave me alone right now.
Okie doke. So you go back on hold, and let's try this call. Go ahead, 936. You're on the air. Who's this? Hello, caller.
Hello, Vince in the Bay. This is Bob Morris calling on official Blog Talk Radio Late Night Business. How are you tonight? Wonderful show. Enjoying the plethora of guests you have here on the panel, smearing our great, soon-to-be former Blog Talk Late Night President, Goofy Bone. Please disregard this idiot's comments that you are trying to take the election away from him. This poor excuse of a BTR late night host, Goofy Bone, happens to be upset because he has been found as the fraud that he truly is, a complete excuse, a waste of oxygen. He is Goofy Bone. And Vince in the Bay, I do want to forewarn you that Goofy is going to be impeached as per the calls of the late night community. And if he is impeached, there will be a special one-night runoff election held. You will be in the running to replace Goofy Bone as current Block Talk Radio late night president. So please inform all of your listeners that by Wednesday night the voting polls will open and you, Vince, have a great chance of becoming our next Block Talk late night president. Yes. And thank you all very much. I am Todd Morris. Good night. And Vince, enjoy the rest of your show.
I apologize, ladies and gentlemen. That was Todd Morris. Oh, my God. He will not let this Blog Talk Radio thing go. I mean, the presidential thing go. It's like, dude, what does that have to do with Fish? Does that have anything to do with Fish? Yeah, what's up?
Okay, I thought I was on mute. I don't know.
No,
you're
my
co-host. You get a little
trigger
happy with the mute.
No. You're my co-host. You're always unmuted.
Okay, good.
By the way, that song that you just played from Fish was originally done by System of a... No? That's not it, guys.
Oh, geez. Todd Morris is
chilling
still on
in
the line.
Name
I thought we cut him off. Todd Morris
who wrote
is still...
that song?
That's
Vince,
I should be the real host.
You should be the co-host.
It was Rage Against the Machine, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, Rage Against the Machine, who made that song very famous, Killing in the Name of... Great song. Now, Vince, back to you.
It's a terrorist song.
Thanks, Todd.
Rage Against the Machine.
Yeah, thanks, Todd.
Terrorist.
Appreciate it. Okay, anyway.
Terrorists.
Yeah. Yeah, they were doing that ironically. Hello, they're capitalizing. I didn't think it was such a bad. I mean, obviously, whenever they do rap covers, you know, the rapping portion sucks, but the instrumental was, you know, it was rocking enough. Oh, Stabby McCug says Todd is failing in the name of.
It's pretty accurate. I'm not going to lie. Sorry,
what
Todd.
What do you think, Goofy?
No, Vince, I don't want to ruin your hippie show. I actually thought it was kind of cute because the woman, she makes
oh,
your...
Oh, shut the hell up, Goofy. Give it up already.
Todd Morris is still here.
Give it up already.
Sorry,
ass-licking
I thought
son of a
Todd
bitch
Morris
you.
Hung up.
Why don't you go continue
up.
To lick Debbie Daly's tampon right out of your asshole, Goofy Bone? Yeah, why don't you go and do that, Goofy?
You son
keep
of a bitch, Todd
Debbie's
Morris.
Ass.
Killing you. This is
I love you, Debbie. You are so great, Debbie. This network would be nothing without
about?
You, Debbie.
What are you guys talking about? What does Debbie have to do with
thank
anything?
You.
This has nothing
doesn't
to do
have
with
anything
this.
To do with
shut up, Vince.
This has nothing
shut
to do with
the
this.
Hell up, Vince. I'm talking to this son of a bitch, Goofy Bone, who is a fraud. He is a liar. He's a cheater. He's a criminal. He's an ass-licking, a crusty ass-licking bitch who is about to be impeached. And Vince, if you don't take the presidency, look out, Blog Talk Radio late night. Woo! The Nature Boy is coming back to the throne. Woo! Vince in the May, you 1965 radio ripoff artist, you. Woo! The Nature Boy is coming back to the presidency. Woo! Desert, the love of my life. Woo! Desert Rose, get the kids.
Jesus Christ, people. Jesus Christ. I'm sorry that
yeah,
happened.
Yeah, cut him off. He's
yeah,
done.
I'm sorry.
It was awesome, but that's cool.
Yeah, I thought he hung up. He said he's like, that's it, and he signed off. I was just waiting for him to drop off.
Oh, he hung up.
So I just dumped him. I apologize. We got totally off course. That had nothing to do with Fish whatsoever.
Nothing to do with Fish. I can't believe these people are
listeners.
Trying to sidetrack us. But they will not win.
They
will
not derail
fail,
this
always.
Magical Mystery Tour.
Exactly. Our jimmies will never be rustled.
Fuck no.
Under this oppressive regime that is anti-fishdom.
Yeah, we're fish sack.
Yeah, fish sack. Fish fan security. Only the elitist will survive.
Hippie hack cures. And there could be widespread panics, sec, but there'd just be WSP sec.
No, widespread panic sucks. So you couldn't have a security team based off them.
Dude, there was a guy that called in that was requesting some widespread.
No, he was trolling you.
Good, I'm glad, because I wasn't about to play it.
I know, because his name was Chad.
Chad.
If anybody
that's
calls in name,
generic,
and their name
yeah,
is Chad, they're trolling you.
Yeah, that's such a generic.
That's just a given.
It's a generic
like,
prank.
Are you
prank
fucking? Prank. You seriously don't get that?
No one's in real life is named Chad. So it's because it's,
I knew one kid named Chad. And his full name was Chadwick.
Jesus Christ. Courtney Occupy apparently is a fish head. She's at least a fan. She's been tweeting all sorts of stuff. I can't do Divided Sky. I already have pre-set requests. One which I'm going to get to here in a second. Again by Assert MacFags. Do you want to set this gem up here, Assert. This is, we're of course talking about the bathtub gin from 97.
Correct. Yes. I had originally requested the 9-12-99 bathtub gin, which I think is the most absolutely majestic bathtub gin there is. It's very, very spatial and cosmic. But there's no YouTube video of it, and I couldn't get it to have been quick enough for this last-minute show. So I decided to go with the fail-safe, which is the Great Wench Gin. And I don't think anyone's going to argue that it's a magnificent version. However, it's kind of pretty polarizing. Because some people say it's garbage, some people love it, but it's, to me, one of like the most I keep going back to cosmic, but it's all fish jams. If they reach greatness, they become like a blissful cosmic psychedelic experience, man. But I think this gin kind of encapsulates a force that's created only by a band playing all, improvising all together. And I think most people can hear that if they listen to this with an open mind or a head full of acid, either one.
Sweet.
Yeah. Without further ado.
Here it is, Bathtub Gin. Be right back. Thank you.
cone cap that he wears like a crown? Have you seen his striped stocking and heard his sad tale about the kids under the carpet and the purple humpback whale? Up one by one. Fred is tasting all the soup, see if it is done. And Wendy's on the windowsill, waiting to be let in. And we're all in the bathtub now, making bathtub gin. When the king stormed the hallway, they climbed up through the gate. They didn't mean to be impolite, but they just couldn't wait. Here comes the Joker with a silly grin. He carries a martini made of bathtub gin. Here comes the Joker. We all must laugh, because we're all in this together, and we love to take a bath. Thank you.
Oh my god. Totally peaking again.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. OMG.
Pretty awesome, huh, Vince?
Mind has been totally blown. This has been a fantastical journey with you, Assert MacFags. And we still have...
Right? This is unbelievable.
We still have 50 more minutes to go here. It's the late night fish frenzy, folks. That was Bathtub Gin from 8/17/97. And we have still a lot of folks hanging out in the chat room. Newly added chatters, Ms. Becker. Big ups to Ms. Becker. Big Bill. A big up for Big Bill. Who else we have? Buster the Pig. Crypt Keeper in the house. A shit ton of guest listeners, lurkers. It's really easy to sign up for Blog Talk Radio. It's not that hard. You don't have to pay anything. Just, you know, create an account, username, bada bing, bada boom. And you can talk smack in the chat room with the likes of Jewish Producer, Liberal One, Ms. Becker, Pisspot Pete, Sadistic Killer. We got on time. Who had time out earlier? Stabbing McCuggs. Stabbing McCuggs in the house. He's the ambassador to the late night BTR. The Right Girl. The Right Girl. What does that mean? Are you like a fish-loving conservative? Oh, Marco Esquendolas has joined us. Finally. Finally, somebody breaks loose. We've got a Marco Esquendolas. Oh, I wish I had, I didn't load up, run like an antelope out of control.
Load it up, Vince. Come on.
No, it's too late. I already have something
you
else.
You puppy.
I already have a playlist set.
Dude, there's so many mad people that I trolled with this, post on the Fish Fest board.
Really? What are they saying?
I'm getting a lot of blowback because I said a lot of people weren't real fans for not seeing them in 2003 and 2004, which, by my own admission, are the best years of Fish and the only time that if you saw numerous shows within that period, then you can be called a real fan. Otherwise, you're just a poser. And a lot of people are really mad at this idea. But I think it's a very honest idea. It's noble, if you will. I think having my beliefs and sticking to them, especially in regards to Fish, you know, this is a very important matter. And, you know, especially, like, keeping vibes potent around the scene, you know, you have to keep the vibe bucket from leaking. Because if the vibe bucket leaks, then no one is going to be happy, not even the band, you know. And I think the vibe bucket was, like, full. In 2003, 2004, it was fantastic. And no one else can really experience that unless you were there. And yeah.
Totally. What's a good antelope? What's a good antelope?
Good antelope. Let's see, Deer Creek 2004. Pretty fantastic. Vince, are you listening?
Yeah, I'm totally listening. I'm looking up on YouTube. Do they have it on iTunes?
2004.
Yeah, I found it on YouTube, but it's like cut into two different
parts. A lot of people in the chat are getting upset that, you know,
why?
What's going on about these psychedelic times, man.
Well, you know what? There's a lot of people that are in the chat that are digging on this.
Yeah,
they're,
man.
They're solid
Jewish
fish heads. Yeah, Jewish producer's a fish head. He's digging it.
Big Bill's kind of pissed because I'm getting all fucking philosophical, you know? Some people can't hang with that. You know, I think outside the bucket, so.
Outside the bucket?
People can't hang. Huh?
Outside the bucket?
The bucket, the vibe bucket. Man, come on. Have you never smoked DMT? God.
Thankfully, no.
Vince.
Yes. Hello? What's the matter?
You're... Vince.
What?
You're not a real fish fan, I can tell.
Totally.
I have
but
a litmus test.
I've been to a lot of shows, though. I like them. They're fun live. They're really fun live.
No, but you have to be a real
honestly, I've seen them in almost all the different eras that you guys are talking about. And to be honest, I didn't notice a damn difference between all of them. They were all the same. It was just the same shit, dude. Same shit, different drugs.
No, but there's very acutely definable differences that you need to know.
Like
Trey's tone. Like, you have to realize, like, the difference between the tone. Like, if you don't know that, like, you're just stupid and gay.
What's wrong with that?
Like, you have to know what... You have to know what kind of guitar he plays.
You talk about that like it's a bad thing.
What?
I'm trying to find an I can't find that antelope, dude. At least not. I got an antelope, though, here for you. No. I'll find one. Continue. What were you saying?
Yeah.
What's the question?
Yeah, stuff is stupid and gay.
Marco Esquandolas, big ups to you for coming through.
I don't know. I think a lot of people just don't realize, like, what exactly fish is all about. Especially
I don't,
when it comes
yeah, I have,
to...
I have no clue. And tonight has taught me that I still have no clue. I have less of a clue now than I did before, just from talking to you.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, you've got a long way to go. I can throw you some links to, like, some pretty rad fish jams, fish shows from, like, you know, the truly psychedelic area.
Weren't they all pretty psychedelic?
Vince, no.
Asher, yes.
I'm going to quit.
Why? You're doing such a good job as a co-host. You're schooling everybody.
But there's no real fans. Like, there's no real fish fans. So
actually, we have some callers. Let's see if any of these callers are fans. Let's see. Okay. Caller, you're on the air with Assert MacFags. Are you a fish fan?
Yeah, I am.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So tell us your thoughts on the show so far.
Tell me about what?
What are your thoughts tonight? Why?
Yeah, I love O'Bears. This is Dr. McConnell.
It's Dr. who?
Dr. McConnell.
Dr. McConnell.
Oh,
he's a troll from the fish message board.
Oh, okay. What's up, Dr. McConnell?
Yeah, I like fish. They're cool.
What is your fondest memory of fish, and what era do you think is the the best era of fish?
I think that my fondest memory was the tower set at the and I think the primo era of fish was probably around 94, and then when I saw them, I think around 98, 99.
So you're not a real fan then?
Oh, come on. Give me a break.
No, I mean, Dr. McConnell, I respect him. But he's not a real fan, though, because he doesn't. You have to admit with your whole soul, with your entire being, that 2003 and 2004 is the best years of fish.
Man, I'm not. He's right. O'Bears is right. I'm not, like, a true fan because I'm not, like, brainwashed anymore.
Yeah, I mean, anyone else that thinks differently is a part of the Illuminati.
Yeah, I'm part of the Illuminati. That's true.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, it's nice to talk to, like, a fake fan, but it's all good.
I think the biggest fan that I personally know would have to be probably Paddle Mike.
Paddle Mike?
Paddle Mike.
Paddle Mike, yeah, he's pretty awesome.
He puts out all those odds and stuff all the time.
He posts the odds like crazy. Pretty fucking gnarly.
Well, we've got a bunch more callers. Dr. McConnell, stay on the line. We got another caller here. Go ahead. You're on the air. Who's this? Hello, caller. You're on. Oh, Dr. McConnell dropped off. Thanks for calling, Dr. McConnell. Yeah, who's that?
I was waiting.
You're on the air, retard.
I was waiting, but I don't want to talk anymore, so just get me off. I'm
all
tired.
Right, later, dude. Let's
kill
see.
Yourself.
Here's another caller. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, it's Frank.
Hey, Frank. What's going on? What's happening?
Just laying in bed, listening to the show. Do you have any questions for me or anything?
Yeah. Which is your favorite member of Fish out of the four of them? Who's your favorite guy?
Probably Jimmy Herring.
Yeah. Okay.
Are you a real fan?
Yeah, I started listening to them in like 2009.
That's fantastical with a PH. We have another caller. Who's this? Caller, you're on the air. Hello.
Hey, am I there?
You're there.
Hey.
It's Juan Natas.
Who?
Juan Natas.
Juan Natas. Hey, what's happening, bro? What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, nothing much, man. I just called in to say hello to all my fans out there.
I heard you didn't
Astor
have any
fans. Bag.
Huh?
Hello?
Oh, that was exciting.
No, you're still on. Frank dropped off. But Juan Natas, you're still with us. What's on your mind tonight?
Oh, nothing really. I just called in to say hello, actually. It's
hi.
I really enjoy your show, actually. I've been listening to it for about I don't know, about 2 weeks now, and it's, you know, it's really entertaining, and all the bronies out there. I don't know about that.
This kid's a brony, Vince. Vince, you know this kid's a brony. He's DDoSing your home fucking Comcast account.
Is that Ashford out there?
Are you one of the bronies? Are you trying to subvert my show in some way, shape, or form right now?
Oh, God, hell no. I know Pogo.
We know you're a brony.
Oh, fuck that. You know I'm not. Assert.
Yes.
I know your voice from
sir.
Anywhere. Yeah. Huh? Valley.
Are you talking in English? I'm not sure.
Nah, it's all good.
Are you on the right show? Is my question.
Yeah. No worries.
So
no, I
just
say.
Vince, get a hold of your show. Jesus Christ.
I'm trying to get Antelope downloaded, you bastards. Give me a minute.
All right, I'll keep this shit afloat.
Yeah, that's what the co-host's for.
Co-host
Sorry,
four.
I'm getting tired, man. It's fucking 3 a.m. Regardless, I'm the only real fish fan that's ever listened to this show. Everyone else is gay and not a real fan.
Did I just hear MacGyver?
Absolutely, you just heard MacGyver.
Wow, that's old school.
Yeah, and Mike.
I'm an old school hacker, so that's how I roll.
Yeah, she hacked my switchboard with a paperclip and some chewing gum.
Absolutely.
She's elite.
Does anyone really remember that though?
Yeah, it was like
totally.
2 days ago.
A few days ago.
Yeah, you don't know anything about the SFTP exploit, do you? Gosh. So amateur.
Wait, I didn't hear that.
Of course you didn't hear it, you fucking noob.
Oh, really?
Yeah, really.
Oh, that's not nice.
Sorry.
So what about Fish? Fish is a good band.
Fantastic
totally.
Band. What are your thoughts?
I liked them when they were real.
When
yeah,
were they?
Yeah, and what?
I don't get this. They always. I've seen them so many times, they're always the same. I don't get it.
See, that's the point.
No,
Vince, you got it right there.
Vince is not a real fan.
Oh, I think he is.
Well, I have a litmus test that I want to send to everyone. Everyone that called in, like your emails, have been logged. So I'm going to send you a litmus test. Make sure that you're real fans. If you're not a real fan, if you don't pass the test, we're just going to cut you from the show. Post haste.
Right.
I wrote a script for it, so it shouldn't take too long.
Excellent. Let's take another call. 518, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hey.
It was at a Fish concert the first time that ever happened. It was either at Lemon Wheel or Great Wind. I think it was Great Wind, one of the best festivals. But we were all standing up there playing along, and we're watching, and some guys threw a thing, and then another guy
are you playing a YouTube
two and four, and then all of them were eight, and 16, and then there was
phone?
An emotion.
was that all about? Thanks.
What was that all about, Vince?
That's what I'm trying to find.
The My Little Pony faggot.
Appreciate the call. Wow. Well, hey, you know, there's only about a half hour left of this nonsense, so hang in there, kids. We're almost there. We got another caller. Let's see who this is. Go ahead. You're on the air.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Excuse me. I have a few more questions, if you don't mind.
This is like the worst soundboard ever.
What I want to know is why...
No, that's the worst soundboard ever.
Is everyone calling through a paper bag tonight or something?
They're calling through an Android phone, that's why.
No, that's not true, because I'm calling through an Android phone and they can hear me just fine.
I can.
I made a deal with the trolls that they couldn't call into my show at the soundboard during the week, but I would dedicate one show a week for them to call in and just do that. Soundboard Sunday. It was popular.
Yeah, I mean, soundboards are like, I don't know. They're for people that like aren't creative, don't have their own material. It's kind of sad, really, when you think about it.
Yeah, I sound like the shit thing, though, because I'm uploading a big-ass file. And it's giant.
Antelope Jam?
Hey, Vin.
Yes, sir.
Thanks for giving me that shout-out tonight about the call-in.
Yo, Stabby McHugs doesn't know anything about fish. He compares fish to bronyism. Not even close. Fish is totally different. Totally different from bronies.
Yeah, not even close.
I would have to absolutely agree with that right there.
Do bronies fucking, you know, get all, like, cosmic and shit and go, like, travel the astral plane with some fucking DMT machine elves and shit? Like, come on. Like, you noobs don't even know anything.
I can't disagree with that at all, because I just don't understand a bunch of guys relating to a bunch of cartoon ponies. Like, you know?
Exactly. But can you...
That does not make any sense.
Absolutely.
Seriously. So.
All right, we have another call. Go ahead. Caller, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hey, it's Frank again.
Frank, what's up?
Oh, nothing. Just wanted to call back.
Frank.
Just kind of. What's up?
What's happening?
Not too much. Been a lazy night.
You gonna rock some Jimmy Herring?
No, not right now. I'm actually not listening to anything right now, because I'm on the phone.
Oh, well, maybe
you
suck at fish.
Why?
So many terrible fish fans on this website tonight.
It's a real disappointment.
Are you trying to, like,
I apologize.
Say that I'm a terrible fish fan?
That's what we get for trying to throw together a fish show at last minute.
I thought it was a good idea.
I'd rather do a fish show. Just go out on a wing.
Too many Zionists.
Go out on a wing and just do a random themed show.
Zionists.
Hey, what?
You Zionist fuckers.
You didn't just say that, asshurt.
Do you want to quote me?
Yeah, sure. Zionist fuckers.
They're all Zionists.
Say what?
And they all...
What?
Yeah, absolutely.
No
I
way.
I don't believe it.
Neither
you
do I.
It.
Frank, I don't believe it either.
True fish
no.
fans.
Oh, God.
All right.
Do you consider yourself a true fish fan?
Absolutely.
What qualifies you for that?
Because I saw them in 2003 and 2004.
Were those the only 2 years you saw them, and then you stopped seeing them?
Absolutely.
Right on. Good for you.
And those are the only 2 years of real fish, and I saw every
exactly.
show.
Yeah. I mean, that's what you've been saying, so I might as well believe
no,
you
I mean,
posting this fish show, so.
It has to be true.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, just try and refute me.
I'm not. Do you hear me trying? Because I'm not. I'm not doing it.
So I thought.
Yeah, right on. You guys going to do this more often or what?
Absolutely not. This is the one and only fish show.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you
I did a brony
show.
I did a brony show. I'm doing a fish
really?
Show.
You did a brony show?
It was an anti-brony show. It was the war
oh,
on bronies.
Oh,
it's
anti-brony. Oh, that's pretty cool then, I guess.
Check out the archive.
That's what you mean. Oh, there's an archive?
Big nose pissed.
You know what?
So
we should do a... Vince, we should do a Ramones show.
No.
That'd
yeah,
be,
what
do
you
think
about that?
That'd be more
about
more
a show on the Disco Biscuits.
That no way. Fuck it. We wouldn't be able
no.
to talk.
No Disco Biscuit shows, please.
All right, at least panic then.
Yeah.
I heard you said it. I heard you Vince, I heard you said it about Pantera, about you know about
yeah,
Walk Away, so
last jam band related show whatsoever.
No, I'm watching a fish video right now, so.
This is the best fish radio show I've ever heard.
I don't think I've ever
life,
heard
maybe.
A fish radio show other than this.
So
personally.
That's mine, right?
So this is the first one.
You could, Vince, you could totally do a show about Dee Dee Ramone alone. Correct?
Or you could just do more fish shows.
You should do a show
well,
about Throbbing Gresham.
Yeah?
Yeah, Throbbing
Gresham. That's another one right
show.
There.
Maybe a Nurse with Wounds show.
Mm.
That'd be fucking fantabulous.
That's another one right
potential.
There. Yeah, I agree. Absolutely.
Yeah, a D.G. Allen show, that'd be awesome. Maybe a show on craft.
Ooh.
A crash show would be better than a Ramone show, to be honest. I bet you news don't even know who Crash is, anyway.
If you're just joining us, we're exposing the fish Zionist conspiracy live here on the air while we're playing fish tunes. Who better... To help us infiltrate the fish Zionist community than
syndicate,
excuse me, then another syndicate known as Anonymous. We have a member of Anonymous on the line, a representative. Let's get this Anonymous member's opinion. Go ahead. I think this is Op Anani Bear. You're on the air. Hey, Anani Bear, what's up?
I'm just saying hi. What's going on?
Oh, we're just having a fish show.
Okay. I like fish. I like salmon. I like tilapia. do. I go to the stream and I get my claws out and I go fishing. So I do like fish. This seems like it'll be a great conversation.
I agree.
Is that the kind of fish we're talking about?
Anani Bear, it's just so nice to hear your voice again. It's glad to have you. I'm glad to have you back.
She has a great voice. She's got a really good voice.
She I don't really know Anani Bear's orientation.
So it could be either a male or a female, or maybe
really
both
determined
at the same time.
Yeah. But anyway,
could you clear this up for us, possibly?
My gender is teddy bear.
Look at that.
Gender, teddy bear. Okay.
That was the last thing I was going to guess.
Yeah.
Gender relay.
Snuggly and happy.
Anani Bear.
Anani Bear, are you a brony by chance?
No, fuck the bronies. Fuck.
Thank you.
Not even.
Oh, I like that right there. Fuck the bronies.
That was the best thing I heard all night.
Yeah, that's the sound bite of the show. Hey, let's bring on another caller here. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air. Who's this? Caller, you're live. Hello.
Oh, yeah. Hey, this is Plaz.
Plaz?
Oh, my God.
You're not Plaz.
It sounded like the last caller was a girl.
Is this really
Plaz?
I was wondering if she was single.
No, I'm a bear. We're talking about effort.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
Did Anon Bear just say she got ass hurt?
I have no idea what's going on. You know what? I've lost total control of the show for the last 2 weeks, and I can't. I just thank the Lord Almighty that when
Russell
I wake up in the morning.
Bitches.
I just thank the Lord when I wake up in the morning that I forget the whole thing. It's great.
Why would you want to forget all of this?
I'm having my morning show.
This is like glorious radio epic time.
Yeah.
I think, personally.
Hey, it passes the time. What do you want? It's internet radio.
A naughty bear. Unbelievable.
Where's
Stabby McHugs?
Are you still here?
Stabby McHugs wants us to pray to Raptor Jesus. Should we all take a moment for Raptor Jesus?
No, I'm praying to real Jesus.
All right, so Plaz dropped off. Thanks for coming through, Plaz.
How you doing, Vince?
Even the real Plaz. Such a fucking disappointment. Unbelievable.
I wish it was the real Plaz. I probably would have got hard and came instantaneously if that was the
real
Plaz.
It would have been really fucking awesome.
Probably in bed. Or he's probably beaten off right now.
No, yeah, he probably is. No, he's probably, like, waking up right now.
Well, for school.
Oh, right.
Yes.
We got another call.
That right there is epic glutes.
We've got a ton of calls to get to here, guys, and we only have 15 minutes left. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air. You just called in. Who's this?
Fat sack of shit.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm fat sack of shit. Come on, you
go. Come again? Fat sack of shit. Is that Shadow DXS?
Yeah.
Hello, caller, you're on the air. Hello, who's that? Okay, maybe not. We'll put you back on hold.
Weary of this fish show.
Don't worry, there's only 14 minutes left.
I know. Could we extend it a little bit?
I might not make
overtime
to be
fish show going?
Yeah, we can go overtime, but Assert is, I think, has to get out of here soon. Go ahead, caller in the 518. You're on the air. Who's this?
This is Rahi Zero.
Who Zero? Spell that.
Rahi Zero. Rahi with the H. Rahi Zero.
Ooh.
All right, Rahi Zero, what's up? What's on your mind tonight?
Ten hacker.
Yeah, ask me a fishy question.
Oh, my God.
All right,
What's your favorite fish song?
He's got a topic. Yeah, he's got a topic. Let the man speak.
At Lake Goring Air Force Base and Plattsburgh Air Force Base, what if they had government spooks there that was given freaking experimental drugs to the fish community?
Yeah, no, it's absolutely true. They've been experimenting on the fish community for years, though. They did it with the dead community, too, if you remember that 5877 was actually a MKUltra time mind control experience. And the show never actually happened, and they implanted memories in deadheads' brains in which they can recount the show, but they can't recount specific details. And the tapes don't actually exist, but apparently it's the best to...
Alex Young show, and I told him about this, and he was like, fish, I've heard of him before, but then he just kind of went on to another subject. It seemed like you wanted to avoid it.
Yeah,
well,
you know why?
On this show
I'll
here,
tell you why.
We don't embrace this conspiracy theory.
I'll tell you why, because his staffers all probably love fish. I mean, look at all the people that work for him. They're all, you know, middle-aged white dudes, kind of slacker-ish. Yeah, dude, he's got some fish heads working for him. All right, let's get it. Let's get another call here. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air. Who's this?
Yes, hello.
Hi.
This is Steve. I just had a question for the host.
Yeah, what is it?
Are you a Jew?
No. I'm Catholic.
Have you ever seen the movie Talk Radio?
I'm sorry, what?
Have you ever seen the movie Talk Radio?
Great movie.
I feel like I have. Why?
Well, you sound like the Jew off of that movie, and you also sound like the other Jew, Howard Stern. Also, lady, you're a noob at psychedelics.
You sound like me.
I'm Catholic. I'm not Jewish at all.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Vince,
we've got to do some house cleaning here. I want to give a big ups to Melinda.
Am I still on?
Okay, you know what? I'm going to have to just like mute. Well, except for Assert. I'm sorry, Assert, you're still live. Everybody else is getting muted here.
Why?
Because people just want to talk over me while I'm trying to host my goddamn show. And this is what happens. So I have
to
do some house.
Hasn't this been the case for like the past week, though? No, the past like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Russell Lee has taken over your show. I'm a member of Russell League, and I'm co-hosting the show.
Yeah.
What does that tell you?
Yeah, you know what? Before you know it, it's going to be Vincent the Bay presents the Russell League.
League presents Vincent the Bay.
Whatever, yeah, I get the idea. I have to give a big ups to Melinda. Melinda checked out, but she wanted to pass on to everybody that Michelle Obama is a tranny bitch. Let's see, we have another. Oh wait, okay, we have another 10 minutes to go. I want to get in.
God.
I know it's going to be forever, but you know what? The good thing is half of that 10 minutes is going to be fish. Because we're going to go out
right.
to found an antelope song, and we're going to go out to antelope. So I want to go around the room and get some final thoughts here from the callers. But before I do that, I have two callers that have just called in last minute. Holy shit! I've got like six callers that have just called in. All right, oh my God, this is disgusting. You know what we're going to do? This is what we're going to do. Seriously, there's somebody. Somebody's got, like, something going on. All right, whatever. There are some callers on the line. I'm going to take them really quick, and then we're going to get to final thoughts. Caller, go ahead. You're on. Oh, he hung up. There's some dude that had my board flooded with like five different. I should have screen capped it. God damn it. I'm so stupid. Some dude came in there and like filled up the chat room with calling numbers. It was insane. There was like 10 of them that popped up within 5 seconds. And they were all numbered.
He was totally botnetted this fucking Skype network.
Yeah, it was a total botnet of Skype. There he is again, 257-111. There he goes again, 656-608-630-343. Here, I'm going to unmute this one here. Hello? Hi, caller, you're on the air. Who's this? Caller? They hang up. What the fuck are they? Are they trying to tone hack me? What's that? What's that all about?
Probably bronies, to be honest.
493. Now they're all gone. They all left. God damn it! And I didn't screen. I forgot to screen cap that again, dude. All right, whoever's out there, you're obviously listening. Do it one more time. This time I'll screen cap it. I swear to God.
You'll
screen
be
cap
famous.
It. Yeah, I got it ready to go here. Let me frame it up. Do your best, dude. Come on, whoever's out there with that Skype botnet thing, thingamajig. Just one more time. That's all I ask, please.
They're not doing it just to spite you now.
Yeah, I know.
Now that you're asking for
it. Here we go. 480-470-307-111-290-503-111-111-111-228-542. I am screen capping this one. 411-503-542. No, 452. I'm dyslexic. 228-919-111-111. And there they go. Gone. All right. And
exciting stuff, then.
And cut. Yes. Save now. Brilliant. Great work, people. Great work. That was epic. I want to post that to YouTube. But you heard I try to answer one of those calls, and it was just like, oh,
yeah, I gave you a couple beeps, man. They definitely tone hacked you.
All right,
Captain Punch your ass.
I think we have X you out on the line now. X you out. What's up?
Hey, what's going on?
Nothing, dude.
Yeah.
I think I just got some dude with a Skype botnet thingy that's lighting up my script switchboard. It's crazy.
I have to say, listening to your show for the amount of time that I have been, I think it's absolutely hilarious when you get all mad, like when you get upset about something, rightfully so, and I back you up 100%. I think it's just so cool. You just slide into it, and you're like, "That's it. I'm laying down the line. Watch what I can do." And you start like, "Boom, boom, boom."
Well, you know what?
People.
I like to. I try to balance. Essentially a dictator, an audio dictator, I like to balance the chaos with total tyranny. Like I'll let the little anarchy audio anarchy experiment foment for a little while, and then I'll just shut it down.
Just bam.
I'll quash bam. It, as it were.
Yeah. Vince is avant-garde as fuck with his radio.
Well, I'll tell you, I was very entertained when Anani Bear came in. I mean, that voice.
Oh, Anani Bear is still here. I'm sorry, Anani Bear is still here. Anani Bear, say hi.
Is the bear still there?
Hi.
There it is.
More Anani Bear.
How are you? I'm okay. Are you stocking up your fluff for the winter, or are you all hibernated and trimmed up ready to go?
I love Thanksgiving dinner, and now I can hibernate and be fat, and then when you wake up, you're not fat anymore because you've been sleeping, and all the fat goes away.
I have no idea what you just said, but it was hilarious either way.
You're cute as hell. All right, hey.
I'm Nanny Bear. Do you have Twitter?
Yeah, she does. He does. It does.
It does. We call it Pat.
It's Op a Nanny Bear. It's Pat. Op a Nanny Bear.
Op a Nanny Bear.
Look it up for you.
Okay.
Cute.
Gotcha.
Good show tonight. I thought it was pretty groovy. You know, great tunes. I mean, the tunes, I think, set the whole stage. You know, some of your buffers need updating, and I really think music is just, it just makes it, you know, and I'd be more selective with, you know, what you play and, you know, because it definitely is a good background and sets the mood, you know, it just sets everything up and, you know, it just makes everything okay and it's a good night. And I'm not a Fish fan to boot, whatever, I know who they are, and if I hear their song, it's nice, it's a good jam, it's nice stuff, you know. Yeah, good job tonight, both of you. I think you should do this more often. You know, I like when
Hell
you
no.
two get.
Hell no, I'm never doing a Fish show ever again. It is the last one ever.
You mad, bro? You mad?
Vince is always furious at the end of a show.
All right, let's go to Rahi Zero. Your final thoughts before we get out of here.
My final thoughts are. Is be cool when you can and have a good time in life. Thank you.
You're definitely a fish head. Okay. Frank, your final thoughts.
Yes, I have some final thoughts. One, you should do this more often because it was a big success.
No way. A fish show or just a radio show?
No, fish show.
Oh,
the show, every night of the week, you would have so many viewers.
I'll
move on.
Go ahead.
I digress.
Go ahead.
Point number three, Baba Booey.
Fantastic.
Wow, you slayed me. Let's take one Nodis.
Quickly. Yeah, I'm here.
Quickly, your final thoughts.
It's all good. I like it.
Sweet. Thanks. I appreciate the call. Assert MacFags, anything you'd like to say to the folks out there before the live broadcast ends?
Well, Vince, I just want to say thanks for having me on as your co-host. I really appreciate it. Had a good time. But I just want to let everyone know that you're not a real fish fan unless you saw fish when I did. And that's about it. I love you guys. And, you know, rock and roll. Smoke Teamsters every day. Peace.
Right on. Appreciate the call tonight and being the co-host tonight, Assert MacFags. That was magical and wonderful, more than I can imagine.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yay. I'm never doing it again. But until next time, I'm Vince the Bay. I'm going to get out of here and fucking run like an antelope out of control, bitches. Come on, dude. Start the song. Well, crap, I think the song just ended there. Really? That was it? It never even got to the run, 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 run. What a letdown. Oh, well, that wraps it up for this one and only Late Night Fish Frenzy with yours truly, Vince in the Bay, and once again, my lovely co-host tonight, Asshurt MacFags. We hope you enjoyed tonight's program, and you can always listen to it back in its entirety in the archives located at blogtalkradio.com/Vince in the Bay. You can also find me on Twitter, twitter.com/Vince in the Bay, and find out whenever the hell I'm going to do my next show. And they do, the only show that is pretty much set in stone every week is Friday. Free Ball Friday, which we had a black Free Ball Friday last night. And, yeah, so I'll talk to you next Friday at least. Until then, here's one more Fish track. This is from San Francisco, actually. Last year, I remember hearing this outside my window. From Golden Gate Park at Outside Lands Festival, 8/12/11. This is 2001 Into Chalk Dust Torture, live from Vincent Bay. Blah 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 blah.
feel very nice.